outside of Eagles Crest Road. The 911 address is 29512 Eagles Crest Road in Milton. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 230, map 22, parcel 50. We've received letters of support, one letter of opposition, and zero mail return. And the applicant is seeking a 7-foot variance from the 15-foot yard setback requirement for a proposed pole building.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record? Is that microphone on? You hit the green button there.
Ovaska.
Okay.
My address is 29512 Eagles Road, Milton, Delaware.
You both swear affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Do.
Thank you.
We're seeking to put a garage on our property to replace the one that was there previously. And to do that, we need a variance to allow us to build it closer to the property line than I guess is allowed. So the uniqueness of the property, we're putting it on the, if you face the house, it's on the right-hand side between our house and the border of the property, because on the other side of the house is a septic system, which obviously can't put a garage on top of the septic system. So there was a previous garage there. The garage was torn down because of a storm, and then pad and everything is still there. So we just want to put another garage up in the place of that one.
Okay. I know you it filled out an application, and there's a criteria for the variance. You did go through the uniqueness of the property. Could you go through the other four? Do you have that in front of you?
I do. Want to take one?
Sure. Yeah, I can go through the other ones because I'm the one that wrote these. So. Okay. The second one is kind of reiterating the same thing that Mark just said, that the this is the only place that this can be put on the property, because on the other side is the peat moss system, and just with the width of the lot and where the house placement is, you can't go any closer to the house because there's also a well there. So you can kind of see that existing well on that survey that our septic team did. So that's as far close to the house as we could really go. And 8 foot would be the minimum. So that speaks to the minimum variance. This was not our doing. This is just, you know, the way we bought the house. So that speaks to that it wasn't created by us. And in terms of will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, like we said, we're gonna be putting up pretty much what was there before. With that said, there are a lot of houses around us that have very large garages, even larger than the homes. And right next to us, I think we did send in a couple pictures. Right next to us, there's an undeveloped lot. So we attempted to reach out to the homeowner, but I believe she hasn't been home for quite a while. So we weren't able, I don't think she would have a problem with it knowing her, but it is an empty wooded lot next to that line. So we weren't expecting to have any opposition at all.
Well, let's see the last one, minimum variance. Yeah, that's the 8 feet part for the property line. So if you look there, the blue line is the property line, and then where the cars are parked there, that right there, that's where the carport and the garage used to be, and it's about 8 feet from the. That cover all the
It is 8 feet. Yeah,
exactly. Yes. I'm sure there'll be some questions, but I have one just to start out. You have the existing driveway here as I'm looking at your construction plan. It has the existing garage, and you said, and I did hear you say that it was going to be the same as pretty much the existing, but the box that I see that's shadowed out in blue is much larger and longer than your existing garage. So what I'm asking is what are the other boxes? Is that that box in the front closer to the existing driveway? Is that a carport?
It was a carport.
Speaking of?
Yeah, it was a carport when we purchased the property, and then you have the existing garage, which you can see there clearly as a square. And then they added on, not with the pad, but with the dirt floor, they added on significantly to the rear of that, which is the rest of it.
You mentioned this pad. It would obviously be an expense for you to tear this out.
Yes.
You'd rather just use that as area.
Yep.
Would you add to that? Because again, my, you know, my question being the existing garage, add cement to that, or how would that work?
The plan that we submitted is to have a monolithic cement pad for the entire basement or the floor of the garage as it is, yeah. So it would be consistent instead of doing the dirt.
And I've gotten different quotes from different builders, mostly looking at pole barns, and the different builders have said, and of course they're gonna want this, but they want us to rip that out and start fresh, just to be structurally sound. So that may end up being what we have to do, because they said if you kind of pour on top of that, you might end up seeing some cracking in the future. And so it's kind of a cost thing at that point, trying to weigh the options. But
you might not have that choice then.
Yeah, we might have to rip that out. And the existing driveway is in pretty bad shape. It is like kind of cracking, and we get a lot of water coming down that way. So that's definitely something we have to think about, as well as the variance.
When was the old garage removed?
About a year ago.
We've been thinking about this. It's been a little over a year.
You did that after you purchased the home?
We did. It was in a state of disrepair, and then there was a storm, which we can't remember the name of the storm, but there was a storm, and at that point, it was basically falling over. It was a danger, so we just had it disassembled.
Well, to be completely thorough with the description, the existing outbuilding on the back was actually already down when we purchased them. That's the one that had the dirt floor, and that was really bad. That was already, like, the roof was already falling in on that part. So we could not get homeowners insurance with that. So that was taken out shortly after we purchased the home, which was about four years ago.
It was disassembled in stages, essentially.
Yeah, and then the smaller, the existing garage as it's listed there was about a year ago.
And did you check if there was any record of the previous owner getting a variance already? I guess we would know that.
I did not check that because the people I got a quote from told me that the way it was back then, because this home was built in the 80s, I don't know what year the garage was from, but they said that they may not have had the same rules and did it differently back then, so.
Are these the pictures we sent?
This is what we emailed in. This is our neighbor directly across the street. You can see a large detached garage there, and pretty much all the homes on the street on that side have those large detached garages. It shows you how desperate we are for a garage. All of our stuff out. But yeah, it shows you that's looking into the neighboring property, and it's pretty much a swamp over there. I've never heard of anybody wanting to build on it, but.
Across from the airport, is that?
That's correct. Yeah, we're on the other side. Yep. And that's why so many people have those the airplanes.
Exactly. So it's very typical for folks to have large outbuilding structures in this neighborhood.
Yeah. When you owned the property and you had the garage there and it was up, other than it being in a state of disrepair, did anybody care about or complain about the placement of the shed or the garage?
No, we've never heard any complaints about it. Although they probably should have. It looked pretty shabby.
It looked pretty bad.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Looking at your construction plan that it looks like you had for the septic, the rear of the property references a 25-foot berm area, old railroad track area.
That's right.
Is that an easement area? Is that an area that is unbuildable? I'm just curious, the notation on there, I wasn't sure that.
I don't know the answer to that.
Is it elevated?
That, we've had some landscaping work, we had some trees removed, and we had some of it flattened out. So it's actually different than when they did this survey. The part over behind the septic is still elevated the way it was. But where it says existing shed, that shed has been removed and that's been leveled out. So they pushed the dirt, sort of flattened out that, so it's more usable yard.
We did that because there's a known flooding issue in the area. And so with the berm there, it would collect water. And so we really needed to have a place for the water to go. It's a whole thing with Denrick, if you're curious. They've got plans. It's all kinds of stuff going on there. But I don't know if it's an easement or not. I'm not sure. We have no plans or desire to build back there.
Okay. The other thing that I take it no HOA approval is needed.
That's,
is that correct?
That's my understanding. There is no HOA, so yeah.
Certainly don't pay any HOA fees.
Looking at the opposition letter that we received, I think the concern there was from Mrs. Parker about property values. I didn't know if you had seen that or if you had a chance.
No, it's funny that she was actually able to. We were trying to get in touch with her. So
we've been trying to get in touch with her.
Yeah.
But I don't. My impression. I'm not a professional sales agent or real estate agent, but my impression is that the property values would increase and not decrease. Is that the concern?
That was what was
illuminated
or I guess it was a notation.
We've invested significantly in the property over the course of the last 2 years. Value of it has close to doubled based primarily on the work that we've done. So
is there a reason why it needs to be so large? And I ask that because if it was a smaller structure, you would be able to have it closer to the side property line. What poses the challenge here is that, and I was doing the math, it's over 1,600 square feet, as 23 by 70.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So if it was much smaller, you would may not need a variance because you are allowed to be closer if it's a smaller structure. Was that something that was looked at or has been looked at?
I was told it would have to be less than 600 square feet.
That's right.
And even if our vehicles wouldn't fit in that amount of space, and what we're hoping to build would be an art studio for me, and so it's got a workspace and a garage space for the vehicles, so that's why it needs to be that long. And once we're over 600 square feet, we thought, well, let's just add, you know, make it so it's what we need.
Yeah, exactly. So she's an artist, and the work that she does requires distance from the house because of chemicals and laser cutting and so on and so forth, and so you don't want that to be near the house. So the art studio has to be away from the actual.
That may be a question for Ms. Norwood too, about if there's any additional permitting that's needed for that use on the property. I'll leave that to you and the Planning and Zoning Department to discuss that. The septic, it's a mound septic. Did I hear that right?
It's a peat moss.
Okay.
Innovative technology system. Yeah.
All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I heard you say the word need. You said this is something you need to work in to have storage for your vehicle. Is that on the record?
Yeah.
Any questions from the board? Would please have a seat in the front. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13125? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13125? If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, can we bring up the pictures again, just so I can see? Just so I can see the trees. Thank you.
Further questions? I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make the motion. I move that we approve case number 13125 for Mark and Kate, forgive me for Avaleska, is that close? For the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Due to physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant as they're putting a structure back over where the existing structure was. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification or regulation at issue.
I second the motion.
We have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Lovinga?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13125 has been approved. Have a good evening.